Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Elemental Mirror Podcast. It feels good to sit down and chat with you. There has been a lot going on in my family life and just different awful, awful situations going on for some of my family. So it has been a highly intense few months, maybe even a few years to be fair. And yeah, it's just a lot going on. So I feel to kind of just sit down and chat with you guys about life because sometimes when we're on the spiritual path, and to be honest, I'm literally just winging this video. I have no idea what it's going to be. But sometimes when you're like researching spiritual topics and metaphysics and mysticism and stuff, like there's a lot of positive things, and there's a lot of things that I talk about in terms of shadow work and emotional regulation and all of that stuff. But sometimes when you're just in the thick of reality, I feel like it's a reality check. A reality check. Like, I feel like I've had a bit of a reality check lately in terms of the fact that some things just happen, and like we can try and analyze the reasons and try and find the meaning and try and figure it all out and stuff, but sometimes just bad things happen, and like, yeah, I'm sure there are certain reasons for certain things, but at the same time, there are other things that just happen. I don't even know if that made any sense at all, but like I just feel like I've had a bit of a like slap back into humanity for a second with some negative, like really heartbreaking situations that have been going on in my private life. And even though it's not happening like directly to me, it's still just I don't even know how to put anything into words, to be honest, but like, I just think sometimes things happen to people that they don't deserve, like things that just shouldn't happen and that shouldn't even exist. Like, how does that exist? In fact, that is a phrase that my mum would say to me all the time, is like when we would talk about religion when I was younger, she'd be like, how could there be a God when so many awful things happen to people? And like, I feel like that is what I'm kind of just pondering on lately, is like, how and why and like, what is the need for this? Do you know what I mean? Like, there isn't one. Like there's just certain things that just should not happen and just should not exist, and like I wish I could just remove it and just prevent it all, but we can't, and like I know life can just be hard and it can be heartbreaking and it can be devastating and just horrific, and I was planning on filming videos and I've been a little bit not writer's block, what's it called? Like inspiration block, creative block, where I couldn't think of what to even film because there's just like far more important things going on in the world, like just people are going through it. And what can I possibly say? What could I sit here and say that's really gonna like matter or make a difference? Or I don't know. I'm just feeling a bit like, I guess overwhelmed with things that are happening and yeah, just different situations that are really hard to navigate. And my whole thing with this podcast and with just in my journal and stuff is like trying to navigate life and trying to navigate our emotions and, like trying to create the life that we want and just, navigate everything basically. And it's like I feel a bit stuck with this. It's like I don't actually know how to navigate this. Like some situations are just too difficult and too heartbreaking and just too far beyond what anyone should ever have to go through that I don't even know what to say or like have the words to make it better, and I'm actually learning that that's okay, that like you can be on this path of trying to understand life and trying to make things better for yourself, but there are going to be some situations and maybe some past traumas that you've been through where, like, no matter how much time you spend analyzing it and looking at who did what wrong and how you could have done things better or how the situation could have been avoided or whatever, like, there's some things that you just didn't deserve. There's some things that just should never have happened and that we could perceive as being wrong or bad or cruel or whatever else. Like, sometimes there's just no point over analyzing it because you're always going to come back to the same thing of, like, I don't like this and this isn't what I want and this isn't what I deserve or this isn't what should have happened, but it has, you know. And now it's like, okay, we have to accept it. And then it's like, well, I don't want to accept it because this shouldn't happen. So, like, why do we need to accept something that we don't want? You know, like, I don't know. I just think sometimes we can get into major mind games and, like, overthinking everything. And then you're kind of out of your body and then you're not really processing your emotions. But at the same time, sometimes it's beneficial to go off in your mind and kind of get out of your body for a minute, you know, and just, like, explore the possibilities and look at what happened and why and all of that stuff. Like, I don't know, I feel like I'm rambling right now, but I'm just really starting to just see life from, like, a core, painful, fucked up perspective that I've not experienced myself. And even though I have been through some things that were pretty bad, but, like, not to that degree, you know, and I can't begin to grasp or comprehend how people get through them, you know. And, like, this is the only thing I can think of to even share and, like, put this message out there in the hopes that it helps somebody, in the hopes that, like, you're just validated for being where you're at, you know. Like, we're not trying to fix you, we're not trying to make it better or change anything. We're simply accepting that this is where you're at, like, that this actually happened and that we don't want it to happen, we don't want it to exist, but it does. And even though that's awful, and even though you don't want it to be there, and even though, like, maybe you feel like it's a part of you or a thing that's a part of you that you don't want to exist or a pain that you don't want to exist, like, just acknowledging and validating that. And, you know, like, this message is to say that I see you and I hear you and I understand, and that's okay. You know, like, it's okay for you to be in that space where you're rejecting the pain, or the pain is just too intense to even want to look at, or maybe you're right in the face of it, like, maybe you're fully looking at it and it feels like it's breaking you and you don't know how to handle it. And this is again to say, like, I understand and you're not alone with it. And there's a lot of people that go through things like this, or things that feel just as painful as this, and things that shouldn't happen, and things that nobody wants to happen, but they've happened. And you're not alone, and I hear you. And it's just a heavy weight, isn't it, really? And yeah, I don't know how to navigate it, and I don't have the answers for you, but what I do feel like I have is, I guess, the willingness to try and, like, the willingness to explore it and to look for the answers and to hope that we can find the possibilities together, you know. And yeah, it's just, honestly, I want to pull some cards and just see what comes through. And hope that this helps whoever needs to hear it. But if it doesn't resonate, obviously, just skip it, fast forward, leave the video, whatever you want to do. But yeah, this is a message to the core of pain, you know, because there is a lot of it in this world. And I have filmed several videos already about genocide and, you know, like the worst of the worst types of experiences that you can imagine. And yeah, I feel like it's because it's not something I've been through, it's not something that I have first-hand experience in, but I can definitely emphasize and did I just say emphasize? Empathize? Oh my God, English language is just ridiculous. But yeah, I can definitely try to put myself in other people's shoes and stuff. But the main thing here is just whatever this message needs to be is what I want it to be. And the card that's come through is transformation. Things are changing at a cellular level, deep healing. Oh wow. And the bottom of the deck, unbound, releasing soul patterns, contracts, and past lives. And see, this is where I always go. Whenever it comes to any kind of difficult situation, my mind always goes to soul contracts, past lives, karmic cycles, like trying to get the higher perspective to make it feel less suffocating and less human, less like caged in, and to get the bigger perspective and to try and like open your mind. And you know, this is what I do for myself, and like it's been so helpful in one sense because it stops me from like shrinking into human problems and makes me realize like, oh my God, life is so much bigger than this and I am so much more powerful than this, you know, like I'm a soul in a vessel. But then what I've realized through witnessing other people's traumatic experiences that are just so human, I'm like, okay, but we can't spiritually bypass, you know? And I think maybe that's what I was doing in on one level is like avoiding the real human pain of it all, you know, because going to that higher perspective, like it kind of takes you out of your body in a way and stops you from experiencing the full level of the pain. And actually, what this is a deep cellular transformation because anything that we feel, any experience that we go through, we know through what science teaches us that it affects you and literally changes your DNA, like on a DNA level. We can change our DNA through our minds and through our experiences. Like sometimes trauma literally rewrites your DNA, but you can also do it consciously through your thoughts. Like, this is just such a transformational experience, everything that you go through, whether it's really painful or whether it's really positive. But that doesn't mean it's easy, and that doesn't even mean that it's an experience that you want to have, you know? Like, yeah, there's fun transformation. Yeah, there's transformation where you get to, you know, manifest your dreams and change your life, but there's also painful, painful experiences that can bring about the most incredible transformation, and it can bring about like it can bring about all your wildest dreams, you know. It can lead to incredible manifestations afterwards. But sometimes people end up going through horrific experiences and situations before they get there. And I personally feel like that should not need to happen. Like, we should not need to go through suffering in order to get the things that we want. And I'm not saying that these situations are happening so you can get what you want, because that's not it. Like, but obviously every situation can be used by yourself to get you where you want. Like, you can turn a negative into a positive, definitely. But there's so many situations where it just, to me, it just shouldn't happen. You know, like it just shouldn't be a thing. It shouldn't exist. You shouldn't have to go through that level of suffering, regardless of what the outcome will be, regardless of how positive something in the future could be. Like, I want to go through joy to get there. Like, I want it to be joyful. I want to learn through joy. I want to learn through excitement. I don't want to learn through pain and suffering. And so many people are experiencing that. And this is not even about them learning through it, because obviously everybody's experience is different or whatever, and everybody's path and whatever they want to do is completely different. But I'm just tired. Do you know what I mean? And it's not even me going through these things, and I'm tired just witnessing it. So I can't imagine, I can't even begin to imagine the level of heartache and just deep core pain. And it makes me understand why people want to distract themselves and, use different vices to escape reality. Because, I mean, who wouldn't, when it's that painful, who wouldn't want to do that? It's just, oh, I wish I could literally just remove it all for you, to be honest. But yeah, so this is, I don't know what this is. Honestly, I just feel so like such intense energy that I don't even know what to do with myself, and I don't know what to do with it. And I just have been feeling called to film for a while, and I didn't know what to say. And then I just thought, you know what? We're not even going to have a title ready. We're not even going to have anything. We're literally just going to wing this and see what comes out. And we're going to keep on going. Star mother, how can you mother yourself? So, through this intense pain, through the uncomfortableness, through the complete despair, through the powerlessness, through the intensity and the chaos, and through the unknown, because let's face it, a lot of these painful situations, a lot of these things can be unexpected. They can be so unknown, and trying to navigate it, trying to even take the first step, can be really unclear and foggy and just devastating, So, what this card is saying to me, and it's kind of right on time to be honest, is how can you mother yourself? Like, in order to get through anything, even in terms of like the first step and a baby step, or just like the simple things, is to take care of yourself, it's to nurture yourself, it's to look after yourself. And this isn't just about physical self-care, this is about being kind to yourself. This is about allowing yourself to be sad. Like, this is about giving yourself grace and compassion, because what you're going through is awful. What you're going through is heartbreaking. There are no words for some experiences to even, like, there's just no words. So give yourself grace, allow yourself to be where you're at. Like, you are allowed to be in pain, you are allowed to feel whatever it is that you feel, whatever comes up for you in any moment at all. In fact, no matter what you're going through, even when you're going through positive things, like, you are allowed to feel however you feel, and that is okay. And we don't need to change you or fix you or mold you, or, like, there's nothing wrong with you. Whatever you're feeling, and I said this to somebody in my family not that long ago, like, how you're reacting, how you're feeling is a normal reaction to a painful experience. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not doing anything wrong. You feeling sad or angry or anything else is a natural, normal reaction to trauma. And that's not something that you need to fix or change, like, you're allowed to be sad, you're allowed to be angry, you're allowed to be where you're at, because what you're going through is heartbreaking and is difficult and shouldn't happen. Like, anybody in your shoes would feel that too. Everybody would struggle because it's hard and it's difficult and it's painful. And most people could not even comprehend or grasp the level of suffering and pain that you're experiencing right now. So give yourself grace and compassion, because you deserve it, and you don't deserve whatever is happening to you or whatever has happened to you in the past, Oh, go easy on yourself while you try and figure out how to get through this. And it can take years, this may never go away. This may be a lifelong thing that you live with. And so you deserve to have all of the comfort and all of the compassion and all of the cuddles that you could possibly muster for yourself and from your loved ones, you know, because I just, like, some people are just so incredibly strong and so incredibly brave, and they shouldn't have to be, you know, like, it shouldn't be something that you ever have to do or ever had to experience. So you should really be not only proud of yourself, but just kind to yourself, because you're doing your best, you know, and whether that's you falling to the floor and not being able to get out of bed, or whether that's you in complete survival mode distracting yourself, whatever it is, however you're learning to cope right now, just give yourself a bit of grace and a bit of compassion, because you're doing your best, you know, and it's okay to be where you're at. And just holding that space for yourself will allow you to relieve the pressure, so that eventually you'll get to the point where you're able to make those changes and adjustments whenever you feel ready to, or whatever it is that you feel like you need to change in the future to get to where you want to be, or, you know, if you feel like whatever coping mechanism you're using isn't working for you further down the line, you'll be able to make those changes. But you're not going to be able to get there if you keep, like, being mean to yourself and punishing yourself and shaming yourself and, you know, like, just being hard on yourself because you're in such a difficult space right now, you know. So just a little bit more compassion and grace. And this is me offering it to you as well, like, you're doing your best, and that is more than enough. And even if it doesn't feel like you're doing your best, you are, and that is okay. Like, wherever you're at is okay, and you don't need to shame or punish or force anything, you know. This is a journey, and there's no rush to get out of this right now, you know. Like, you're allowed to be where you're at in this pain, and that is okay, even if you don't want to be in it. Because I can definitely understand that too. Like, maybe you don't even want to feel it right now, and that is completely okay. Because who the hell wants to feel it? Nobody. Quite literally, nobody. Let me just pick up this card. Oh. Oh, we have the Nine of Pentacles in reverse. So I'm sort of feeling like this is self-worth and value. And loving yourself. Maybe you're not loving yourself. Maybe you need to love yourself a bit more. Oh, we have the Five of Swords. So what came to me was that this could actually be about your own thoughts. Not necessarily somebody else, but maybe there's other people that you need to cut off, or other people that are being mean to you and judgmental and putting you down, not valuing you. But this could also be your own thoughts. It could be your own mind playing tricks on you. Or it could even be how you perceive the experience that you went through, you know, like whatever trauma you've been through. Maybe you view it as you deserving it, or, you know, like, punishing yourself for it, or viewing it as like a God type of punishment, looking down on you. And what I want to say to you is, hell to the fuck no, that is not it. But of course, however you feel is completely valid, and there's no shame in feeling that way either. But you do not deserve pain. Like, nobody deserves pain. Nobody deserves to suffer. Nobody deserves to go through traumatic experiences, you know. So I don't believe that to be the case anyway. And I just really feel like this is more about having some love towards yourself and being kind towards yourself and trying to nurture yourself through this process, because, you know, there's no time limit on this. We don't know how long it's going to take, and maybe the situation's not even fully resolved for you. Like, maybe you're still in the thick of it and still trying to get through it. So you especially need more love and support, and love from your family and your friends and everything as well. And just be kinder to yourself, you know, like, oh. When we're in this space, obviously, you're not going to be looking at all of the blessings and all of the incredible things that are in your life, because you're dealing with such intense emotions that there's no room to see that right now, you know? So even though those things possibly are there, it's okay if you're not looking at it right now. And instead, maybe what you could do is look at yourself and look at your worth and your value of the fact that you are a soul in a vessel, and the fact that you do exist, and the fact that you came here to be human, and you came here to explore life, and that you didn't deserve whatever it is that you're going through, and that it's going to be okay. You know, like no matter what happens next, no matter how it unfolds, no matter what direction things go in, it's going to be okay. Like, you're going to be okay eventually. You know, even if it doesn't feel like it right now, you will be okay. Things will get better. And no, it doesn't undo what's happened. No, it doesn't change it. No, it doesn't replace it. No, it doesn't fix it. Not at all. But you will be able to breathe a little, you know, like eventually one day you will be able to think about something else for a split second before your thoughts go back to this pain, you know, like gradually things will lighten a little bit, maybe, hopefully. That's what I hope for you anyway. But I'm gonna just shuffle again for another bit of clarity of what do you need? Let's ask. What do they need more of or need to hear? What is the message? What do they need right now? On top of a little bit of love and a little bit of compassion and a little bit of support. Leap. That is not the card I expected, and I think there's two stuck together. Leap, you go first, the universe will catch you. Trust the niggle. What is the niggle? What is the niggling feeling trying to tell you? Wow. That's such a out there message, considering we're talking about such deep pain. But yet the cards that come through is like, listen to your intuition and take the leap. And I'm here talking about like, you can just sit where you're at if you want to. But apparently the universe is actually trying to get you to move forward. So this message might not be for everybody, but maybe some of you, there's an intuitive nudge there. Something that you know in your heart of hearts you want to do, or maybe it's even more about the like being kind to yourself message. Like, some of you will know that there's something that you could be doing, or something that you need, something that will help you and support you. And this message here is telling you to leap, to take the jump and go for it and trust in it, you know, because you already know. Bottom of the deck, align your life. What is not aligned or needs to change? So yeah, I really feel like this is completely saying that some of you already know the next step. Some of you know what you need. Some of you know where you're going, or you're aware of things that are not supportive of your healing. You're aware of things that maybe are distracting you or helping you escape. Maybe some of your coping mechanisms are like, you're done with them now, or you just have that niggling feeling like, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I can't help myself because this is just too painful. You know, like, you're being called to look at what's in alignment with you and what's not. Look at what you want moving forward and what you don't, or even just what's going to help you to cope with this pain. What's going to help you to be with it? What's going to help you to stop resisting it? What's going to stop you from running away, you know, like, what's going to allow you to be in your body? What's going to get you out of your mind and out of overthinking and out of despair? What's going to bring you back into your body and allow you to grieve? What's going to allow you to feel? What's going to allow you to be in that pain and to allow it to exist so that it has the room to release on its own? What's going to allow you to stop resisting your own suffering? Because the resistance makes us suffer even more, you know? And some of you will have that niggling feeling already. And some of you may need to just explore that. Like, maybe this is the shadow work type of prompt coming up for you now of like, let's explore this. Let's look and see what kind of things can we be doing now. Like, what do we want? What's going to help us? Because you can't really take the leap if you don't know what you actually need, you know? So what is it that you need? And it could be the most simplest thing. It could be that, like, I could really do with going to see my friends right now. And like, I'm too scared to reach out to them, or you know, like it could be something small or something simple, but just what do you need? What's going to support you on this journey? What's going to help you be able to handle this pain in the most compassionate and self-loving way? And that might be a difficult question for you. Like, that might not be something that you can answer straight away. Maybe it's not something you've even thought about, but I feel like this message is to explore that and to, you know, have a look and see what you can do for yourself. See what you need, because nobody should have to go through this type of pain, full stop. But nobody should especially have to go through it alone. Nobody should have to go through anything like this anyway, but nobody should have to struggle and, you know, carry this full burden by themselves. So I really, really hope that this encourages you to reach out to people and to be kinder to yourself, but also look to people that are kind to you. Look to people that help you. Look to people that are a comfort and support system and not enmeshment and, you know, like trauma bonds and all of that stuff. Like, look to people that actually have your best interests at heart, but also looking at your own best interests, like looking at your own intentions towards yourself and your own intentions towards your life and what you need and what you want, you know? Yeah, I just feel like this is a self-loving kind of message, to be honest, and I really, really hope this helped. I hope that you just do a bit more self-care, you know, take some time to just pour into yourself in whatever method and form that looks like for you, but just take that time to nurture yourself a little bit more, because this is a journey and, you know, you're gonna have to take it baby steps, because nobody can leap to step 10 when you're in that much pain and despair and heartache, you know? So go easy on yourself while you navigate this. And you can definitely WhatsApp me. My number is down below as well if you want somebody to speak to. Like, you're not alone with this. And I really, really am sending you virtual hugs. And I hope that you are doing okay. And yeah, I think that is the message for now, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for watching. Everything about me is in the description box below. And yeah, I'm sending you lots of love and lots of hugs. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye.